Well, 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 you be. Look at what we have here.
Look at you being so naughty, wandering away from a party like that. You could get in trouble for doing that, you know. Primarily from us.
I know our grandfather's house is very large and wildly fascinating, but it's rude to go exploring without permission.
Ian, I think somebody might rightly suspect that there might be some sort of mischief at play.
It would certainly be in your best interest if Yubi and I escorted you around.
That would definitely be in your best interest, honey. Ian, we need to keep an eye on our precious little darling here.
Yes, Yubi did say that. Little. It doesn't matter that you tower over us. We can call you little if we want to.
Regardless of whether or not our heads only come up to your chin, to us, you'll always be that feisty little puppy that we used to play with. And we know very well the kinds of mischief that you would get into.
No, I didn't think it matters that we were always the ones getting you into mischief. You were always our playful little puppy that we could make do whatever we wanted.
You constantly followed each of us around adoringly. It was sweet. Whatever trouble we might get you into, we would always get you out of it. But now, you might be planning on getting into trouble on your own. And we can't have that.
Well then, if you're up to no good, you won't mind if Yubi and I tag along.
We're going to follow you wherever you go. Ian and I would miss you too greatly if you were to wander away from us.
What did you think you were going to accomplish coming into this room anyway?
Nope. That's not a valid excuse. If you needed a breath of fresh air, you could have just stepped outside. It's a beautiful evening.
Oh, my sweet little angel. You do so offend us with your hurtful words.
They are too hurtful. By saying that you just needed to be alone for a while, you were saying you needed to be away from me and myself.
How can we possibly accept that as meaning anything other than you not liking us anymore?
Me thinks thou dost protest too much. We've clearly struck a nerve.
It's clear you don't care for either of us. We find that extremely disheartening.
Don't tell us it's not true after you just said you needed to be alone.
Oh, my poor heart.
You're the very reason why Ian and I accepted the invitation to this gathering in the first place. And now that's all for nothing, if you're not wanting to be with us.
Yes. We know that Yubi and I belong to this family, and we practically grew up here.
You might have had other plans originally, until we found out you had been invited as well.
Our little childhood friend that still lives just down the street. You were always the reason why Yubi and I looked forward to coming here every chance we could get. Every moment we were here was spent with you. We so cherished all the time spent together. Whenever we were parted from you, you were all we thought about.
We both thought you'd be happy to see us again. But it's clear that you don't want to be around us.
You don't say. Well, if that's true, and you missed us both terribly this last semester while you were away at college, then why are you hiding out in here, away from the both of us, now that you're back?
Ian, I'm getting the impression that our longtime friend, who once told us both that we were the most special people in the world to them, and that they'd always love being with us, has grown wary of our presence.
I suppose so, Yubi. As difficult as it is to accept, it appears that they no longer like having fun with us.
They no longer want to be around us.
Well then, if that's not true, tell us why you're hiding out in here all by yourself, looking so flustered and distraught.
Wait, Ian. Could it be that our dear, sweet little friend's flustered reaction is not due to wanting to hide from us, but because of wanting to be found by us?
Why, Yubi, I think you might be onto something. I do think they knew that we were watching as they quietly wandered away from the others.
Could it be that certain deeper feelings have potentially developed for one of us?
Or possibly both of us?
That's it, isn't it?
Oh, no. You can't run from us now, cutie. Not now that Yubi and I have backed you into this corner.
You got one of us on each side of you, and you can't get away. So tell us, you've fallen for both of us, haven't you?
And now you're distressed by being here with both of us together. You're afraid of hurting one of our feelings if you chose the other.
Oh my. Two gorgeous young ladies who have both decided on their own that they are also interested in taking their friendship to the next level.
And now you can't decide on how to proceed, can you now, cutie? My. What a dilemma.
Yes, that's right, sweetie. Both Ian and I have decided that we'd each like to confess to you as well. You're the only thing I think about when we're parted.
As you are for me as well. I simply can't stop fantasizing about finally tasting those sweet lips of yours, cutie.
And I want to pull you close and place you under my spell with my lips as well. So, what do you say? May I enchant you with a kiss?
Well, there's clearly only one way to solve such a problem.
You've got to see for yourself which one of us you truly love.
You've got to kiss us both.
What do you mean you couldn't possibly do such a thing?
Oh, my dear, darling little puppy. You don't really have a choice. My sweet thing, look above you.
That's right, dear. Ian and I cornered you in the spot where we sent them. We're standing directly under the mistletoe. Now lean down so we can reach you. We're each going to kiss you.
No, no, precious. Don't stand up so straight. We can't reach your lips when you do that. Fail to kiss us now, and you might be haunted by three spirits one night who will let you know that at this moment, your callous behavior placed you on a dangerous, tragic path, just like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ian's never writing that story. Ebenezer clearly had true love within his grasp, but he foolishly chose to let her get away. That's what caused all of his problems. Well now, with the two of us here wishing to confess our love for you, by refusing us our kisses, your penalty could be doubled.
And you wouldn't want that, would you? Not when you've got the chance to make us both the happiest girls in the world.
Still wavering. No matter. I guess we'll just have to take matters in our own hands. You stand right there. If I stand in front of you and lift myself up on my tiptoes like this, I can...
Ah, great idea, Yubi. I can just stand on my tiptoes like you did, and...
So, cutie, what do you think? Which one of us is the better kisser?
You can't tell? Well, 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 Yubi. I think our cute little baby is fishing for more kisses.
And who can blame them, Ian? Cutie here knows exactly how wonderful we both are. I'm happy to provide another opportunity to examine our kisses further.
But this time, I get to go first. How's that, cutie?
Before you answer that, how does it compare to that one?
Well, what do you think?
You still don't want to choose between us? It looks like we need to step things up, Ian.
Literally, Yubi. You keep our baby from running off while I bring over the step stool. There we go. If I place it here, I can stand on it and...
My. What a kiss. It looks like I'm gonna have to make this one count. Mwah.
Well, honey, now what do you have to say?
Still at a loss. Okay, let's try this again. But this time, once I step on the stool, I'm going to wrap my arms tenderly around your neck, pull you gently closer, and hold you tightly while I... Mwah.
My turn, Yubi. You've had your fun.
Okay, that's only fair.
So now, since I get to put my arms around you, I can finally squeeze you to myself. You'll feel the heat of my body and the full pressure of my lips as I...
So, cutie, what's it going to be? Do you choose Ian or myself?
Oh, my poor baby. You have the appearance of a man filled with deep sorrow.
You love us both so much that it pains you to have to tell the other you can't be there for her, doesn't it?
Well then, what if Yubi and I chose for you?
Let us both solve your problem and take away your agony by choosing for you.
Oh yes, that will take away all of your suffering right now. Because, you see, Yubi and I have decided already that you can have us both.
We want to share you, like we always have.
After all, it only makes sense.
Eden and I are so small. It takes two of us to equal one of you.
You can still be our adoring little puppy that follows us everywhere we go.
Only now. We might actually get you a collar and a leash.
Yubi, look at how red they've become.
I didn't think such a deep shade was possible.
Well, cutie, shall we return to the party now?
Only this time, you'll have a beautiful girl on either side. Arm in arm in arm.